College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They're waiting for the first light to see just how bad a tornado tore up a small Illinois town.
We've got a secure perimeter around the area, and we're asking residents to either stay home or stay out of the area.
Ogle County Sheriff Brian Van Vickel talking about Fairdale. Fox meteorologist Maria Molina is there.
One person has been confirmed dead, and at least seven others have been injured. Every single home has either sustained damage or has been completely destroyed. And just to the south, we have another town, Rochelle. They also suffered some severe damage from another possible tornado.
And there could be more damaging storms today from Texas across the Gulf Coast up to the Mid-Atlantic. A Census Bureau guard is dead after a kidnapping, shooting, and police chase into Washington, where Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland is live.
It began as a kidnapping and ended with the death of a Census Bureau security guard, a suspect in the hospital, and several officers injured. Police say a man kidnapped a woman in D.C. and then drove to the Census Bureau outside Washington, where the security guard was shot after he saw two people in a car that matched a report of a kidnapping. D.C. Police Chief Kathleen Neer says the suspect then led police on a chase back into the district.
We know that there are shots fired from the suspect's car at the police cars that are pursuing.
Officers eventually blocked the suspect's vehicle and collided with his car. The kidnapped victim is safe. Dave.
Rachel, a 13-year-old boy is dead. An 8-year-old is in grave condition after a car plunged into the Los Angeles harbor last night.
We don't know if the vehicle was driven into the water intentionally or accidentally.
LAPD Captain Brian Witten, a man and a woman inside were able to swim away, but rescuers had to dive down to get the boys. There's now dash cam video on the deadly police shooting in North Charleston, South Carolina.
Can't see the car.
That's Michael Slager telling Walter Scott not to leave his car during a traffic stop. Cell phone video shows the officer shooting Scott in the back, killing him. Slager is now charged with murder. All of that happened on Saturday. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-529-4511. That's 1-800-529-4511. 1-800-529-4511.
There are bigger media companies in town, but we're the only one that's locally owned and operated. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
Hit the road with your family in a brand new RV from RV Station in Bryan. At RV Station, we don't have big city overhead. Low overhead means low prices. How low?
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. You know, the good stuff.
Brands built to last for decades.
Come on!
Woo! Come on!
Don't let tax season stand in the way of your family fun. At RV Station, we have more finance options than you can imagine. Want to start shopping right now? Then cruise on over to RVStation.com and check out our massive inventory. Huge selection, plus the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Why would you shop anywhere else? Camping is all about family fun. Get started today with a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan. 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, RVStation.com.
Woo!
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt today, and we'll give you a $50 Walmart e-gift card.
$50 Walmart e-gift card.
You could get a refund and get a $50 e-gift card to spend at Walmart.
50 big ones.
Get it at any of our 6300 neighborhood Jackson Hewitt locations.
Knock, knock. Who's there? $50.
It's our gift to you for giving us a try.
How much do we love you? $50.
File for a $50 gift. Simple as that.
Holler.
File your taxes at any of our 6,300 Jackson Hewitt locations, including nearly 3,000 in Walmart stores, and get a $50 Walmart e-gift card instantly. Jackson Hewitt, working hard for the hardest working. Ask a tax pro or see jacksonhewitt.com for terms and conditions.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council heard last night from a dozen opponents to closing Veterans Park to allow Texas A&M football fans to park and ride Get to the Grid shuttle buses. Carlos Candia, who recently moved to College Station with his four children after retiring from the Marines, says Saturday morning soccer was played wherever he was deployed.
Taking that away, I don't see the honor in that. I don't see the College Station family values in that. I just don't see it. I do have faith, though, that it's not going to happen. I just don't see it happen. It's not in line with what this city stands for.
One of two youth players who spoke was Luis Hurtado.
A park, millions of dollars. Thousands of developing future generations to nothing but a parking lot. I do not agree.
The council will consider in 2 weeks whether to continue negotiating with Texas A&M. On the eve of more local open houses about proposed high-speed rail between Houston and Dallas, a state Senate committee has voted on legislation that prevent developers from having eminent domain power to take land against the will of private landowners. Among the supporters of Senate Bill 1601, written by Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham, is Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner.
I think the people of Senate District 5 would be disenfranchised with a high-speed rail cutting across their land, and I don't think there's going to be a lot of stops, if any stops. So you're taking their property for a private venture, and I just don't think that's the right path for Texas.
Texas Central Railway is hosting question and answer meetings tonight in Madisonville, tomorrow morning at College Station's Lincoln Center from 10 until 11:30, tomorrow afternoon at Navasota Intermediate School, and tomorrow evening in Montgomery at the Lake Conroe Event Center. The recall of Bluebell ice cream joins hummus and spinach being taken off store shelves due to foodborne illnesses traced to Listeria. The head of the Texas A&M Center for Food Safety, Gary Acuff, says Listeria is a bacteria that likes to travel, which is why it so easily gets inside food production facilities.
It can come in, you know, and on the raw food. It can come in on ingredients. It can come in on people's clothes, on dust.
Acuff says Listeria is unique because it flourishes in cold temperatures, which is problematic for foods that cannot be heated. On the 150th anniversary of the Civil War ending at the Battle of Appomattox, the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial dedicated its newest statues.
A rifle salute by Union and Confederate reenactors in period uniforms was followed by the playing of taps, which was composed during the Civil War. Going Home is the name of the memorial, featuring two statues. They are given nicknames by the keynote speaker, Baylor History Professor Michael Parrish.
Johnny Reb and Billy Yank, the citizen soldiers of the American Civil War.
The positions of the Union and Confederate sculptures separated by a split rail wood fence was noted by the Memorial Board's president, retired General Randy House.
Look at the faces of these two statues. You can look through the slats. They're looking at each other eye to eye with respect, but glad it's over. And if you study them carefully, You might even think they could be brothers.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can see photos and listen to the dedication program. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 6:09 at 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We've got more on the way at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Planning a business trip undoubtedly conjures up visions of long lines, connecting flights, and lost luggage. But you can say so long to all of that with Brazos Valley Flight Services, offering charter flights from Easterwood to both major and small local airports in a 500-mile radius of College Station. And you won't even have to think about luggage because you can turn that two-day trip into a one-day trip. So book your next business trip with BVFS. Call 979-260-6322 or click bvfs.net.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Cooler temperatures move into the area today. We'll see lots of clouds. Shower and thunderstorm activity will diminish. Temperatures will be around 70 today. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight near 60. Tomorrow, frontal system is close by. We'll have clouds. Could see a shower or a storm. We start to warm back up. 80 tomorrow. There's the risk of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, 65. Cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a little moving and shaking going on with A&M basketball and one of their assistants being promoted. Yesterday afternoon, the Texas A&M men's tennis team became the number one tennis team in the SEC. They are the champions. And Aggie football wrapping up spring practice. We'll visit with defensive coordinator John Chavis. That plus information from the Masters and more coming up in sports at 6:50.
So, where's all this rain we were supposed to get?
Yeah, it drizzled last night.
Guess they'll push it. Yeah, I'm so happy I spread fertilizer yesterday. So anyway, push it on back. That's what they're saying. So that we got a 70% chance on Sunday. That's great. 60% chance on Sunday night and a 60% chance on Monday. So the nice thing, I guess, is we have winds that are out of the northeast this morning, so that makes it a little more pleasant. It was kind of warm yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Not gonna complain. It's better than having snow and stuff like that.
It weren't bad, though.
Yeah.
And it wasn't tornadoing last night, which it was doing in other places.
No kidding, yeah. A man who claims he broke into a San Francisco apartment because he thought it was a spaceship.
Sure. I wouldn't be surprised in San Francisco.
That's right. Was acquitted. After getting into a scuffle with the people who lived at the apartment, he was acquitted of robbery and other felony charges. According to his defense team, Juancentio Alves believed the Earth's destruction was imminent. So he spotted the apartment, and he thought it looked like, the whole building, he thought it looked like a spaceship. After a short nap on the couch, he threw the resident's inflatable exercise ball into the fire escape, planning to, his words, float through the galaxy.
Hey!
The resident and his girlfriend woke up to find Santino in the apartment, went after him with a baseball bat before calling 911. I'm going to look into this and see. I mean, this guy had a great defense team.
Yeah.
If he's going to say it looked like a spaceship and I was going to float on a ball in the galaxy,
we got a lot of info.
Nation.
And, you know, this is felony charges, so I'm guessing it was the jury of his peers. I got it. Well, I knew that.
Spaceship. No, man, it's that way. You missed it by a few blocks.
It's over there, man.
I'd have shot him with my ray gun.
Yeah.
Need an affordable tractor to get more done? Get a Kubota L2501 compact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's April the 10th. It's day 100. Day 100.
It's Hunsky today.
It is. It's easy to do the math. You know, got 200, 265 of them to go. It's 8-track tape day.
We were just talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, were we? Yeah. Well, we talked about it a few days ago.
Oh, okay.
I had, one in my car. Those were pretty cool back then. No scratchy sounds or any of that. Yeah. It's
just the change in the middle of the song on some of
Well, that would happen. It's Barbershop Quartet Day. It's National Pet Day. Some people have them. It's also Siblings Day. Some people have them. It's National Submarine Day. This is the anniversary of the first submarine that I think it went down 12 feet. 12 feet. It's Salvation Army Founders Day. It's Safety Pin Day. And it's Farm Animal Day. And it's Golfers Day.
Yeah, for the Masters. That works.
Yeah, that works. Yeah. All right, for birthday.
And Haley Joe Alsmit is 27 years
old. Does he still see dead people?
Yes, on occasion.
Okay.
Mandy,
like his career? Okay.
Mandy Moore is 31, the least scandalous of her generation's teen pop idol.
No joke.
Charlie Hunman is 37. He is Jax on Sons of Anarchy. Orlando Jones is 47. Brian Setzer from the Stray Cats, 56. Babyface Keith Edmonds is 57. Steve Gustafson is 58 from the 10,000 Maniacs. Peter McNichol from Ally McBeal, Ghostbusters, 24. He's been busy. He's 61.
He's on this NCIS Cyber also.
Oh, okay.
The new show, yeah.
Steven Seagal, 63. John Madden, 79 years old.
All right.
Omar Sharif, alive and kicking at 83. Liz Sheridan is 86. That was Jerry's mom in Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
And Max von Sydow, 86 years old.
You missed Q-Tip.
No, I didn't miss him.
Mr. Tip is 44 today, so just so.
I only put those out there if I know some of the words of their songs, and I don't know anything from Q-Tip.
I got you. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the first Apple computer rolling out. That happened in 1976.
And Scott still uses it.
You betcha. That thing was so cool, man.
Different.
Yeah, it was. All right, and for birthdays.
Josh Stone is 28 years old. She's a British singer and charting over here as well. Jennifer Esposito from Crash and Spin City is 42. Lisa Stansfield, who had All Around the World, and that was all she had as a hit. She's 49. Meshach Taylor is 68 from Designing Women and, what was that movie? Mannequin.
No. Mm-hmm.
Peter Riegert is 68. That was Boone from Animal House.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a couple other things. Joel Grey is 83.
Oh, my.
From, was it Cabaret?
Cabaret. Sorry.
And I didn't know this for whatever reason, but that's Jennifer Grey's dad.
It is, yes.
From Dirty Dancing.
Thank you very much.
And Miss Ethel Kennedy, Robert F.'s widow, is 87.
Oh, there you go. That's then on Sunday, it's Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Woo-hoo! See, that's another one. One day for that?
Yeah, really. We got, and I think I have a story on that later on today. It's National Library Week kicking off on Sunday, and it's Walk on Your Wild Side. Don't be going over to anybody else's wild side, but walk on your wild side, whatever that happens to be. And the birthdays are
David Letterman.
Oh, my. Yeah.
He's 68 and retiring finally.
Yeah.
Sorese Ronan is 21. She played Hannah. Brooklyn Decker is 28, the cover model from Sports Illustrated.
Rawr.
Claire Danes from Homeland is 36.
Oh, my.
Jennifer Morrison from House is 36. Amy Ray, one half of the Indigo Girls, who I actually really like, 51. Art Alexis is 53, the lead singer of Everclear. Vince Gill is 58. Andy Garcia is 59. He was a Siamese twin.
Oh. Who?
Andy Garcia.
What?
Yep. The only remnants is the scar on his shoulder. The brother only formed to about the size of a tennis ball.
Oh, my.
I didn't know that either. Yeah, it's just kind of one of those interesting things.
Yeah, all right.
David Cassidy. Heartthrob Galore, 65. Tom Clancy's made a couple bucks.
He has. He's no longer with us, actually.
Oh, that's right. He just passed away.
He did, yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
He would have been 68.
Yeah.
Ed O'Neill, who's very funny.
Yeah.
69. John Kay from Steppenwolf. He pretty much is Steppenwolf.
Mm-hmm.
71. And the very talented Herbie Hancock is 75.
Yeah. Jane Withers, who was Josephine the Plumber, if you remember her. 89. And Scott Turow, who's an author, and now I guess can say he's the most prolific living author born on this date. I mean, because obviously Tom Clancy sold a ton of books, ton and a half, and Scott DeRose just sold a ton of books. But anyway, he's 66. That's on Sunday. And don't forget, Sunday also is the anniversary of the attack on Fort Sumter, which was either a courageous fight for independence or the Northern War of Aggression.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, Yemen is now devolving into chaos. Geographically, geopolitically, it is extremely important for a number of reasons. Chaos in Yemen, well, that gives al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula more room to pursue their terrorist operations, and that includes targeting the U.S. Geographically, Yemen is important because it sits right there on a key narrow strait that is used for oil tankers. Now, we're basically engaged in a proxy war with Iran by supporting the Saudi-led coalition at a time when we're also negotiating this, quote, key nuclear deal with the Iranians that they say they don't necessarily even want. You know, the failure of the president's counterterrorism strategy in Yemen, that great success he told us 6 months ago, shows that America needs to make some very serious adjustments if we ever want to win this war against terrorism.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, Blinds.com is a true American success story. It started by its founder, Jay Steinfeld, in his garage in the 90s. Now the world's largest online window covering store, with over 250 of the friendliest and most helpful window blinds experts that you've ever met. It's time to talk to those experts for window decorating advice that will save you money on your energy bill and help you give any room a designer look all by yourself. Get everything you need at Blinds.com. Free color samples, free shipping, free expert decorator advice, and prices that crush the prices you'll find in any store. Blinds.com. Because almost 25% of security breaches are caused by lost or stolen devices, choosing the right technology partners becomes a critical business decision. When you have Dell Latitude laptops with Intel Core vPro processors, the most secure commercial PCs on the market, it's a decision that you never have to think twice about. Call them today and see why millions of small businesses use Dell for the best performance. It's 1-877-414-DELL.
Registration is underway for Lemonade Day, a nationwide event that teaches kids how to start and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. Registration is free. Participants will receive a free backpack filled with guides and goodies, plus the kids get to keep what they earn. Participants can also take part in free contests for a chance to win prizes. To learn more and to register, visit LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Energy Department says it will pay Argonne National Laboratory $200 million to make the Chicago area home to a high-performance supercomputer that is 5 to 7 times faster than current top supercomputers. The supercomputer will be available for scientific use in 2019 and use Intel system framework. The goal is to build a computer that will help the U.S. compete internationally and with other next-generation computing efforts to ensure the country's economic and national security. Lowe's plans to stop selling pesticides linked to the massive decline of honeybees around the world. The home improvement chain says it will phase out products containing neonic pesticides over the next 4 years. In recent years, billions of bees have died from a condition known as colony collapse disorder, which has been linked to the pesticides. Crude oil down 32 cents at $50.47 a barrel this morning. On Wall Street, futures are a little change. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 56 points. And that's your Money Now.
A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in the bank. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Imagine if a thief stole your life savings. No one can stop all identity theft, and nobody can monitor transactions at every business. But here's what you can do. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is comprehensive identity theft protection. So if some thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code Gordon for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. That's LifeLock.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S. It's clinically researched, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-769-7860. 800-769-7860. That's 800-769-7860.
Good morning. It's 624, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Kind of in a flashback to the early days of the World Wide Web. New service in Russia lets businesses pay to advertise their brand on women's frontage. Not surprisingly, Russian men seem to think that the breast ads are brilliant, while women find them offensive. That's shocking. The company launched in March and says it has already signed up dozens of businesses as customers. The price of the ads range from $7 to $10 based on, that's up to 35 words. Don't know if that's, don't know if the $7 to $10 range is based on how big the letters are or.
Hey, my eyes are up here.
Yeah.
I'm just reading the advertising.
Exactly. That's exactly where you go with that. Oh. And, I mean, how is it attached? But look, that's very, you know, you think of probably the most fascinating. Probably the most fascinating part of this is that this is in Russia. I mean, this is a very capitalistic idea that we're talking about here.
You got capitalism, you got sexism, this is, I mean, exploitationism.
Man, this is Russia. They're moving on up to the east side. This is quite interesting. Well, anyway, I'll see if we can find any pictures.
W. E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative, and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W. E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. You may have heard Apple is adding racially diverse emojis. Those are the little emoticons that come up like the smiley face. But when they rolled them out yesterday, those weren't the only changes, and people found all sorts of stuff to complain about. Here are a group that are outraged. Now, some of them are obviously tongue-in-cheek.
I begged you to stop making fun of red-haired people.
Gingers. Apple has 5 new races of emojis. None are redheads. So there is a petition online to get Apple to add ginger emojis. So far, 6,000 people have signed it. Believers. The praying hands emoji used to show hands clasped together with rays of sun emanating from them. Now, the rays are gone. So it just kind of looks like a high five. As one person tweeted, let us pray for the safe return of the little light in the prayer hands emoji since the satanic update was taken away from us. Taco lovers. There's a ton of food emojis, but no tacos. Taco Bell has more than 31,000 people who have signed a petition to get the taco. No dice, though. And finally, late adapters. Some people have updated their iPhones, some haven't. And if you haven't, your friend sends you one of the new racially diverse emojis. It comes up as an old white person version of the emoji, followed by an alien head. Some people think this is offensive, since it suggests that racial diversity is like an alien version of old white people. And that's my commentary, brought to you by Gun Corps. Now, they've moved into a new location. They are currently expanding because they've got so many folks coming in, which means they can offer a whole lot more stuff, including servicing and customizing your gun. It's a custom gun shop, so you can get it painted, you can get it tooled and worked on, and they've still got the great TAC gear, automatic knives, and the largest supply of suppressors in the Brazos Valley. To see more, go online to their new website. It's gun-corps.com, and that's spelled C-O-R-P-S like Marine Corps. Or in person on Texas Avenue in their new location just across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Good morning. It's 6:29. Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. High today, 73. That rain that we were expecting really didn't happen. Just kind of spit at us a little bit.
64 for the good news in northeasterly winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour, so it should feel pretty nice today. 61 for our low tonight. 77 with a 40% chance of showers during the day and in the evening tomorrow. Then we're going to jack it up to a 70% chance of rain on Sunday and 60% on Sunday night and Monday. Monday we get back up to 80 degrees is what they're telling us. And right now the winds are out of the north at 12, gusting to 25, 65% relative humidity, overcast skies. We're at 67.
You see colors all around you all the time, and those colors can influence how you think and behave. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
The following is what happens when you make the switch to Pennzoil full synthetic motor oils.
Hennessy Performance made the switch and broke the land speed record.
Sonic boom, anyone?
Dodge switched to Pennzoil full synthetics and created the world's most powerful muscle car.
Ooh, Hellcat.
And this is what happened when Team Penske made the switch in their Indy cars.
And we have a new champion.
Drive into Jiffy Lube and make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics!
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173, 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
One factor that influences how you feel and behave is color.
And designers of homes and fashion designers take advantage of that. For example, blue is generally a calming color. It sort of cools things down.
Psychologist Alex Packer, author of the book Wise Highs, How to Thrill, Chill, and Get Away from It All Without Alcohol or Drugs.
There's been research, you know, college students who are tested in blue rooms are more likely to say they're happy and calm than students who are taking exams in red or yellow rooms. Red is a color that can really warm and stimulate you. Green has been shown to increase stress. And even to make people tired or kind of lethargic.
Yellow appears to have different effects on different people.
Some people think that yellow is a very cheery color. Other people find that it can make them irritable and tired. One of my favorite examples is pink. They find that pink is a very soothing and relaxing color, and in fact, in one prison, they experimented with painting a holding cell pink, and they found that the prisoners kept in that cell were less hostile and angry and aggressive.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. In 2 weeks, the College Station City Council will consider whether to continue negotiating with Texas A&M to use parking lots at Veterans Park to shuttle football fans to and from Kyle Field. Last night, the council heard from a dozen opponents to the blocking of soccer games. Mia Polk was one of two youth players who spoke.
I want to be a goalkeeper for the Fine Texas Aggies women's soccer team. And the only way I can become a goalkeeper for the best team in the nation is by practicing hard, getting good grades, and be able to test them on Saturdays.
Betsy Pearson was the only one who reminded the council of who else uses Veterans Park.
I hope that you will consider retaining the park for its purpose, and that is as a place of relaxation and recreation. This park is a park that is dedicated to veterans. It's a park that's used by people in the community to walk, to enjoy, to picnic at.
State law did not allow any response from the council, and the item could not be considered last night because another state law requires 3 days advance notice to place an item on the agenda. The recall of Bluebell ice cream is the latest involving the bacteria Listeria. The reason why it's such a problem, according to the head of the Texas A&M Center for Food Safety, Gary Acuff, is that Listeria flourishes in cold temperatures.
In a food that doesn't require heating, like ice cream or something like that, then you really do just have to trust the processor to provide sufficient control.
Acuff also says Listeria, which has to be killed by washing or by using heat, can easily get into food production facilities via clothing and even dust. The bacteria has also led to recent recalls of spinach and hummus. The newest statues of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial have been dedicated.
The Civil War Memorial was unveiled on the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Appomattox, where Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered to Union General Ulysses S. Grant. A member of the memorial's board of directors, Bill Youngkin, read a letter mentioning his great-great-grandfather who witnessed the surrender.
He would later migrate to Upshur County, Texas, and inscribed on his tombstones are these words, Martin Utz. Birth, August 11, 1842. Death, May 1, 1916. Company K, 14th South Carolina Infantry, CSA. Proud Confederate soldier.
The Appomattox surrender was among the points presented by the keynote speaker, Baylor History Professor Michael Parrish.
When Union soldiers began to cheer, Grant ordered a stop to the celebration. There will be none of that, he said. The war is over. The rebels are our countrymen again.
Period music was provided by a quintet from the Brazos Valley Symphony, which is performing a Civil War tribute concert on the 26th. Divided by a wooden split rail fence is a Union soldier headed north and a Confederate soldier going south. Photos and a podcast of the dedication program are on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Supporters of high-speed rail between Houston and Dallas were given a setback this week by the Texas Senate. That's after the Transportation Committee voted 5-4 on legislation barring developers from having eminent domain power to take property against landowners' wishes. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner supports Senate Bill 1601, written by Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham.
I don't think long-term financially it's viable. If you look at what their ridership estimates are and their cost structure and the debt they have to assume. So in the end, I think they're going to be looking for subsidies by either the state or the federal government to kind of bail them out. I'm not a huge proponent of it in Texas. I think we need to improve our road infrastructure in Texas as our primary goal of transportation.
Officials at Texas Central Railway have previously said they would not take any public subsidies. You can learn more about the bullet train at four open houses throughout the area the next 2 days, including College Station's Lincoln Center tomorrow morning from 10 to 11:30. TCR will also be in Madisonville tonight, in Navasota tomorrow afternoon, and Montgomery tomorrow evening. Over in the Texas House, the Transportation Committee was scheduled to hear from more than 60 people about what they thought about the proposed state regulations on ride-sharing companies. Most were lobbyists representing companies such as Uber and Lyft, along with the taxi industry, who, according to the Texas Ethics Commission, have spent a combined $1.5 million. Texas teachers are upset with a bill at the Capitol that could tie student test scores to their pay.
As lawmakers try to make improvements to teacher evaluation, some say House Bill 2543 goes too far. Association of Texas Professional Educators Monty Exter says they don't want compensation tied to student performance.
It gives a very large incentive for, you know, educators who are wanting to be able to continue up the ladder on their compensation scale to try to teach in classrooms where kids are more likely to perform well on the test.
Exter says it would be like tying a doctor's pay to patient survival rates. No one would become a cardiologist or neurologist. The bill could be voted out of committee next week. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less. Because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
It's 6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds today, a shower or thunderstorm possible, especially this morning. Temperatures are going to be around 70, partly to mostly cloudy into tonight. Lows will be close to 60. Clouds tomorrow, shower or thunderstorm may pop up during the day. Highs are going to be approaching 80 tomorrow afternoon. There's the chance of a shower or storm tomorrow night. Lows will drop down to 65. Cloudy and breezy Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs on Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You see a lot of progress and excited about that. Excited about them having a little fun with practice. And
that's Coach John Chavis, the defensive coordinator for Texas A&M. They're wrapping up spring drills tomorrow. We'll have more on that. Aggie tennis, the men's side anyway, are SEC champs. We'll have more on that, the Masters, and get you caught up on A&M baseball as well. Coming up in sports, we'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes.
Well, practice is fun. I wonder whose perspective is that it's fun.
It can be. Spring practice is considerably more fun than two-a-days.
We'll see how all that goes.
Trust me on that one.
We just need to find some place for people to park. Stop it, I know. Well, some mixed numbers for a lady named Hillary Clinton. I don't know if you're familiar
with her. Don't just call her Hillary, though.
No, you can't be doing that. We have to know her entire name. You know, for a while she was doing that Hillary Rodham Clinton thing. Yeah. Will you look at how dysfunctional this whole political career has been? I mean, it's just, and of course, Russia's always been on this soapbox. You know, for a while they tried to convince us she was the smartest woman in the world. Remember that? I mean, and we talked about earlier this week how they've got some old pros, some gray beards here in marketing trying to rejuvenate this brand, make some people think it's new and smart and special, all shiny. Don't know. Mixed numbers for Hillary in a few key swing states. The new Quinnipiac University poll in a hypothetical matchup with Rand Paul. He led Miss Clinton by 3 in Colorado.
Whoa.
By 1 in Iowa. In Virginia, Miss Clinton led there by 4 points. Fox News showed her tied with Huckabee at some place.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's a bad day.
Sources say that Hillary is expected to announce her campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination as early as this weekend.
Dun,
she's got to do something.
Man. That word comes as the New York Daily News reports that her announcement will come sometime on Sunday, likely through social media.
You heard their big ploy for Ohio?
No.
She's not going to be doing the big, you know, concert tour.
Right, right.
No stadium events.
Right, right.
It's just, we feel like it needs to be more intimate and one-on-one, because when she sits down with people, they really like her.
Really? Do they? Her campaign is expected to focus on digital communications. Because she knows you can only have one email address, so she's plugged into that whole digital thing.
Expert.
So, yeah. Going after the young voters. Okay.
Well,
that'd be fine.
I think any lead or advantage she might have right now is solely due to name recognition.
Now, so that I understand, if you're on Facebook, then there's a picture of you. Is that correct?
You can have a profile picture.
Yes.
It can be of you if you choose.
Okay. Well, so what do you think? I mean, because you know that they've gone ahead and tested that.
You know, they've gotten group tests on that to see what should her picture be. You know, is it her holding a puppy? You know, is it Monday puppy, Tuesday kitty? I mean, it just...
Yeah, and they've got to be so careful because people will grab that and meme it.
Of course, you're
so
exactly
fast.
Right. And they have to make sure that, I mean, catch her on a good hair day, whatever that is. And that whole branding and imaging thing is very, very difficult. And when you're dealing
especially with her.
Again, when you're dealing with a brand that's been around for so long.
John, you're not calling her old, are you?
No.
Okay.
All right. Experienced.
No, he'll call her cankled, but not
I'll
old.
Do that, yeah.
Seasoned and cankled.
Yeah, we can talk cankles if we want. John McCain continuing to hammer on the White House. He's on the Hugh Hewitt show yesterday. Basically said that John Kerry is delusional. I mean, he said that. John Kerry is delusional.
Wow!
He said, I think you're going to find out that they, that's Iran, never agreed to the things that John Kerry claimed that they had. So in a way, I can't blame the Ayatollah for calling this deal deceptive because I don't think they ever agreed to it. And I think John Kerry tried to come back and sell a bill of goods, hoping maybe the Iranians wouldn't have much to say about it. Well, that's crazy because you know they would. And, of course, yesterday they said the sanctions have to end as soon as we sign it, all of the sanctions. So good luck with that. Once again, possibly out-negotiated. But that's okay because the president is over there where he's going to meet Raul Castro today. Yeah, they're having some summit deal thingy in Panama, so he's there.
Sanctions don't work. Moving on.
Yeah. There is so much going on in Austin right now. So much going on. But, you know, one of the things that, Patrick, you mentioned in your last newscast, okay, teachers do not want their salaries tied to the performance of the student. Saying that it's much like if you paid a doctor based on the survival rate of
exactly.
their patients. Nobody would want to be a cardiologist or other high situation jobs in the medical industry.
Theoretically, that does link. Because if you're dead,
yeah.
you can't pay anymore.
No, that's true. So what they're saying is that we are teachers who don't want to be in underperforming school districts because that would tamp down our opportunity to be able to increase our salary. Now, why is it an underperforming school district? Could we talk about that? Oh, yeah, because the children aren't prepared to learn. Education's not important to them. Oh, so are we going to talk about that? Why is education not important to these young little people? Do we talk about that? Oh, we can't do that, can we? Because then that would make us mean and nasty that these kids come from homes where education's not important, where it's more important to learn the system and play the system than get an education. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
So, I mean, shall we get into that little deal? That might be something that's rather interesting, but I guess then government's getting in the way of people's personal freedoms. You know, if we pay our taxes for the schools to educate kids, the least that we can expect is that there be a population that cares about education and understands the importance of it. Now, I know that's a circular argument. You can just eat yourself up with it. But, I mean, gee whiz. And it doesn't paint teachers in a very good light to say, well, if the job's hard, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take the high-performing kids. That'll be fine. We'll take them, and that'll be a walk in the park. So, see how all that goes. And I think we talked to John Rainey about this a couple of weeks ago, but apparently lawmakers are going to go ahead and get the revenue projects going in the universities. A&M has not felt this as much. We haven't noticed it, I guess, in A&M within they've felt it. But, you know, in 2013, they came pretty close to being able to get money for new buildings and labs and student centers and classrooms, but it didn't work so well. Now, 2 years later, they probably have got $3 billion that'll be used in higher education. So they're trying to pour money into that. And, you know, the fiscal picture of Texas looks pretty strong, but nonetheless, they're discussing that, yet they're not going to do high-speed rail. Huh. That's an interesting story, too.
Yeah, but, it is.
You know, that's and they're talking about it. I think where is it today in College Station. Is that right? In the afternoon?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay, tomorrow morning. Saturday morning. That's kind of interesting. All right, anyhow, that's what we got going on for right now. It's 6:48.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RideSafeTexas will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Nothing more frustrating than sitting in front of a computer and waiting for something to upload or download. It'll drive you nuts. Well, go take the speed test challenge at Suddenlink, and you can fix that problem for good. Speedtest.suddenlink.com. Discover just how slow your dinky phone company internet connection really is and see how huge a difference bumping up to 50 meg is going to be, 50 meg being the minimum, with broadband internet from Suddenlink. It could make downloading, uploading, and streaming a breeze. And if you take the speed test challenge with Suddenlink, you're going to get the hookup. Again, it's speedtest.suddenlink.com. Fastest broadband internet for prices starting at just $35 a month. No contracts, so you need to switch to Suddenlink today. And when you do, you'll get the 30-day, we promise, money-back guarantee. Stop by the Suddenlink store. It's 4114 East 29th Street. You know it, down there by KBTX. Or you can visit them online at suddenlink.com. Do it today. Go with Suddenlink and save.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 11th, it's pasture and range entomology. Learn the latest on effective pasture and hay field control of fire ants, grasshoppers, armyworms, and more this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
By the time late spring rolls around, you should be able to determine just how well your lawn is doing. That should be about now. Truth is, our warm season lawn grasses, Bermuda and St. Augustine and Zoysia, grow at their fastest rates from late spring through early fall. Assessing the progress of your turf grass, the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. Things are moving into fast forward now with our lawns. Late spring is the best time to plant new lawns. It's warm enough that the grass grows well. It's cool enough that it won't dry out instantly when it's put in place. Summer plantings require much more careful attention to watering for the first couple of weeks that the grass is in place. This is an ideal time to start new turf grass. If you have lots of large shade trees, you may be deciding that the lawn is losing ground. If the bare areas are getting larger and larger, you may need to take corrective steps to solve the problem. Perhaps this would be the year to remove unnecessary limbs, or maybe to remove entire trees that are no longer contributing to the beauty of the garden. You have to have 4 hours of direct sunlight for St. Augustine to hold its own, six or more for Bermuda, and a couple more than that if you want them to grow aggressively. If you don't have that much sun, your grass will eventually thin and die out. Either remove those branches and get more sun to the grass. Don't top the trees. Don't cut them back. Even thinning them out doesn't really do much good because they grow right back again. You need to consider, if you're having major problems with the shade, you need to consider a shade-tolerant ground cover. Back to the lawn, if you have existing weeds in your lawn, there are things you can do right now. Spring finds visitors such as henbit, dandelions, and chickweed early in the spring, followed now by various clovers, spurge, and dichondra and dollar weed. All of these can be controlled very easily with any of the broadleafed weed killers. Read and follow label directions carefully to ensure the best possible results. Remember the mowing secrets of successful lawn management. Mow frequently and keep your blade sharp. As the grass growth speeds up, you'll want to mow on 4 or 5 day intervals. I know that seems very frequent. It assumes you're leaving the mulch clippings in place on the lawn. Watch the ends of the blades for signs of fraying and browning. Aim to sharpen your blade after every 30 to 40 hours of mowing, more often if you're mowing high weeds or if you fit stones as you've mowed. Be sure you take equal amounts off each side of the blade to keep it all balanced. And finally, you want to watch for signs of problems as the weather turns warmer. If St. Augustine turns brown in patches, if the blades and runners pull loose easily from the soil, if it's just lethargic, that might be take-all root rot. And a 1-inch layer of Canadian sphagnum peat moss is the best control, believe it or not. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:54. Rumors have been swirling about Aggie basketball coach Rick Stansberry heading to Alabama or elsewhere. Well, yesterday, the Texas A&M men's basketball program announced Stansberry has been elevated to the position of associate head coach. Aggie head coach Billy Kennedy said, quote, "Rick has made a huge impact on our program in a very short time." Coach Stansberry said, quote, "I'm looking forward to being a part of what we all believe will be a very exciting year next season." Yesterday afternoon, the number 7 A&M men's tennis team captured the 3rd conference championship in program history, knocking off number 25 LSU 4-love in the final match in Baton Rouge. The Aggies will stay on the road for their final regular season match against number 10 TCU. That happens Saturday at 1 o'clock. Aggie football wrapping up spring drills in preparation for a camp-ending scrimmage. It was defensive coordinator John Chaffetz's turn to visit with the media, and he gave his overview of the defense.
You see a lot of progress, and excited about that. Excited about them having a little fun with practice, and excited about the progress that they're making. And I think they feel good about it. You know, we still got a lot of work to do, but we're making progress.
He was also asked about several players by name. But in this case, it was the defensive ends, and he had pretty much the same team-type answer for all of those questions.
You know, the thing that we talk about is a team, and, certainly we like where we are. But, I don't mind talking about a position, in terms of defensive end. We feel like that could end up being, our strong point.
We'll see how it all plays out September the 5th in Houston as the Aggies play Arizona State in their first game of the season. The number 1 A&M baseball team is at the midway point of their conference slate as they host Mississippi State and the Bulldogs in a 3-game series this evening. They find themselves atop the SEC Western Division standings and just a half game behind Vandy in the league's overall table. Taking the hill for the Aggies tonight, junior righty Grayson Long against senior left-hander Lucas Laster. First pitch tonight, 6:35, tomorrow at 2:05, and they'll go on Sunday at 1:05. And you can catch the action for all those games on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In the Masters, Jordan Spieth conquered Augusta yesterday and enjoys a sizable lead heading into the second round. Spieth carded 6 birdies in a 7-hole stretch for an 8-under 64 that puts him 3 shots ahead of Ernie Els, Justin Rose, Charlie Hoffman, and Jason Day.
I played well, yeah. I was excited about the way I struck the ball. Kept the ball on the putting surface, was able to give myself some looks early and get off to a good start, which is sometimes the hardest part of this tournament. You know, then to have it keep on going and then have a couple kind of go my way there in the middle of the round and bring it up to, a really good number, yeah, I'm excited about the start. And to shoot 64 at Augusta National. It's my first round under 70. I played well last year, but never broke 70, so I'm excited about that.
By the way, Tiger Woods is 1-over for his first tournament in about 2 months. John Calipari is going to be busy in the offseason. Kentucky has a record 7 players announcing yesterday that they are leaving school early to enter the NBA draft. The defectors are 7-footers Willie Cauley-Stein and Dakari Johnson, twin guards Andrew and Aaron Harrison, freshman forward Carl Anthony Towns and Trey Lyles, and freshman backup guard Devin Booker. Odds-on favorite for the 6'11 Towns to be the first player chosen in the overall draft June 25th, while Cauley-Stein may be the second. NCAA says Ohio State quarterback Braxton Miller committed a minor violation of its rules when he posted a picture of himself on social media with health care and nutrition products. But he will not be penalized. Ohio State reported the incident to the NCAA, which reinstated Miller's eligibility without any conditions. Major League Baseball, Shin-Soo Choo went deep for the Rangers.
High fly ball out into deep right. Zobrist going back on this.